Welcome to Weirdos in the Wild with our co-host, AJ Oxley, paranormal investigator with Beyond This Life Paranormal and multi-generational paranormal enthusiast, and Lynn Tencher, Beyond This Life paranormal investigator, Reiki master, published author, and near-death experiencer. Travel with them, a couple of everyday weirdos on a wild ride to all things paranormal and metaphysical.
From the Ground Up, Books and Resources is more than just a place to buy books. We are a center that nourishes the passions of writers, artists, and book lovers alike. Our programs help educate writers and artists. Our holistic items and Reiki services offer a unique opportunity to build individuals from the ground up. Sign up for one of our memberships today and support us and bring our vision to life. 5% of all memberships will go towards prize money for contests and scholarships for our programs. Book donations are always welcome. Visit fromthegroundupbooks.com for more information.
Hydra Publications is your one stop for the best in genre fiction. Secrets and Blood is the debut horror novel from Dewey Hensley. Evangeline Grace, the sheriff in a small town, Eastern Kentucky coal mining county, longs to start a new life in another place. However, present and past evils conspire to jeopardize her plans and end the lives of those she loves, including her brother Sheldon, whom she promised to protect. Drugs, feuds, and her beliefs stand in the way of identifying the notorious Highlander in time to live her dream. However, menace reaches from Madison County's past.
Do you struggle with depression, ongoing medical issues, or have you experienced past trauma? If you have, please consider the help of energetic healing. At Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services, we utilize Karuna Reiki, crystals to align and heal chakra function, meditation, and sound healing to address these issues and help you in your healing process. To learn more about energetic healing and how to contact us, visit our website at dragonflypondenergy.com. For those who call in to schedule an appointment, mention this ad and receive $25 off your initial visit.
Hey, weirdos, we are back, and it is 2024. My name's AJ.
And I'm Lynn.
And you are listening to Weirdos in the Wild. Tonight, we have a subject we've not talked about yet, but we also have a special guest who has been here before.
Hello, I'm Cooper Oxley.
Yep, y'all know Coop. He's been here before. Cooper,
welcome back.
Cooper is my son, and Cooper has been helping us out and will continue to help us out. He's going to be doing some social media stuff for us, and he's here tonight. And we're going to talk about time travel / time slips, I guess is a good way to put it. So we decided we'd cover this because we've never done it before. This is one of the subjects we've not talked about. And it's really interesting. Some of the things that I had known about before, some of the things that I've read about recently. But I'm going to kind of let Lynn start us out here. And we'll just let the conversation go and we'll see where it goes. And I'm sure Cooper's going to have some questions for us and along the way as well.
Well, as you all probably figured out from episode to episode, I'm kind of the fact digger, or the one that says this is what this is. Well, you're the one that comes up with the wild and crazy story. So
Well, here we go again.
Yeah. It's the Virgo here in me, the analytical side. So anyway, time travel, which is pretty basic. It was what you would imagine. It's either traveling into the past or into the future. Being able to travel into the past, they think, is uncertain because no one has done any scientific experiments that actually got us there. Also, have we seen any people from the future in the present?
which AJ might have a story or two about this, but you know, scientists tend to say that that means that it's never been developed because we don't really have the people here now from the future. So, yeah. And I think Cooper has a question for us already.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, you think people in the past, you know, everybody makes a joke about or myth about, you know, family member dies, the cardinal, you know, I guess maybe right. That's time travel, but you never know.
Never know. So I know that they do have some scientific proof of being able to travel into the future. It has been observed on very small scale of traveling into the future a few seconds. It's tied to the theory of special relativity and general relativity, which I'm not going to go into any, you know, deep thing here because I'm not the expert. So
I need Einstein's theory of relativity right now.
That's right. We need Einstein here. Come back. Come back.
Maybe he needs to travel.
But there's been a, you know, a lot of history with time travel, a lot of Greek mythology. Some of their, you know, their characters or their people would actually go back in time or go forward in time in some instances. In some stories, they, you know, they would fall asleep and wake up 300 years into the future. And that's where the time slip comes from is, you know, they accidentally ended up there. Time travel is on purpose. You specifically set out to go forward or backwards, where a time slip is you've accidentally done it. So that's the difference between those two terms. They think that travel could be done via a wormhole, which I don't know all the sciences behind that, but if you watch the Skinwalker Ranch guys, they think they've actually found a wormhole. But what that does is the space-time continuum can get folded, and basically a tunnel can get punched through it so that you can jump over to another time and back. That's a very, very simple explanation. If you want more than that, Google is always at the ready. but basically that's, you know, pretty much everything that I found. There's a lost time aspect to this too, where, I know we have a friend that we ghost hunt with that she lost time at a specific location that we're going to be going to soon again. So she wants to see if she experiences anything like that. But that's basically where, you know, 1 second you're doing something, one thing, and then an hour has passed and you have no recollection of that hour and you don't have any clue how you got from point A to point B. So that's all the very basic first grade level science definitions are.
Well, and you talked about that place that we've been and we were going back to, and you talked about wormholes or portals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a lot of beliefs in that, and that there are these portals or wormholes, and that's kind of how some people have accidentally either slipped through time or passed through time they didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a, you know, portals is another subject another day out on its own.
That's right.
I love the subject, and we'll talk about it sometime. You know, I started looking through this, and I came across a number of different things. And some of the things that that I had known about before, I think there's a couple of ones that people may have already heard about. And they happen in a weird part of the world, the Bermuda Triangle. There's a famous case where there was, I believe, two or three people in this small airplane that was flying from out in the Bahamas region back to Miami. And they encountered what I think what most people would say is a vortex. And the pilot flying this small airplane entered into clouds, which basically he said was a vortex type of thing that surrounded the airplane and was like a giant tunnel. This airplane, a single engine, I believe it was a Bonanza, if I remember correctly. You know, not a fast airplane by any means. They became very disoriented. in this time period, they basically lost all control of the instrumentation that was in the airplane. They had done a time check at one point in time with Miami. And there are, if you're a pilot, you know, there's certain places where, especially when you're out over the water, that especially when you're going to a country like the Bahamas, their radar is not as great as everybody else's. And there are places where there's like almost like dead spots. Mm-hmm. So you check in by where you are, by time, things like that. And the amount of distance that this small airplane covered in an extremely short amount of time would have been about three times the speed that this airplane could go.
Wow.
And like I said, the pilots was disoriented. They did not know where they were because all their instruments had failed. When they realized where they were, they had somehow ended up basically right over Miami. Now, an airplane doesn't just sneak into Miami either. I mean, let's face it, they know when you're coming. And that was another strange part of it.
So they didn't at all? It just appeared?
They just kind of appeared. And when the pilot realized where he was, he looks down. He's like, I'm right over Miami. How did this happen? So there's definitely the time and the distance that was covered there for some reason that can't be accounted for. There's another strange aircraft, one that I came across where there was a airplane that was basically coming in to land in Miami. Again, being in that strange little triangle there. They're talking to Miami the whole time. They're talking to the air traffic controllers. The air traffic controllers can see them on the screen. And all at once, boom, they're gone. They're off the screen. Which can either mean, you know, one of some bad things. You know, the airplane went down. It could be that the airplane had some sort of catastrophic electrical failure. So it's no longer being able to communicate, you know, electronically with the ground. But the ground radar should still be able to pick it up as a radar sweeps. Right. So it's pinging it. They're not seeing anything. Of course, the controllers and all the ground crew and everybody, of course, they think the worst, that all at once this airplane has gone down. Approximately 10 minutes goes around, and the airplane appears back on radar in the exact same place that they had lost it on radar.
And nothing glitched, like no little power outage?
So think about that. So somehow an airplane that was suspended in air disappears for approximately 10 minutes and appears back in the air in the exact same spot.
Wow. Yeah.
Did
it have the propeller on top?
No. And the pilots are speaking to the controllers as if nothing had ever happened, just as if they were continuing right along that they had been right along.
So they had no idea they lost 10 minutes.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Did they manage to, if you know this, did they manage to like check to see if the clocks had changed or?
You know, I don't know. There was a lot of speculation about it, and there, like nobody realized what had happened, and it all got, you know, hush-hushed and, you know, swept under the rug. And just an interesting, very interesting one.
I thought flights weren't supposed to go over the Bermuda Triangle.
That's not true. For those of you who don't know, I'm a pilot, and I've actually flown in the Bermuda Triangle. I have flown from Florida out to the Bahamas. I didn't have anything weird happen. We just flew out there. It was fine. We came back.
That you know of.
Well, I don't know. You're right. I guess I don't know of. I mean, there was probably six or eight airplanes where we were doing this together as a class. I didn't have anything. But yes, airplanes do disappear there. Ships disappear there. that's another whole other topic someday, is the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
But it's a, but the, I brought that one up too because it's the whole, where did that time go? And why did that airplane disappear and then come back at the exact same spot?
Right.
In that 10 minutes. And it was, and the pilots acted like they had, nothing had happened whatsoever. They were just continuing their descent into land.
So they're sure, because of it being over the Bermuda Triangle and there's so many things that happen there, that the anomaly occurred with the plane and not at the airport?
You know, you don't know. I mean, did that plane fly into a, did it fly into a vortex?
Right. Or did they have some kind of time extension on the ground? I don't know.
I don't know. Did you have a time hiccup? I don't know.
Glitch in the Matrix?
I don't know. I mean, it's odd. It's some of these stories that I came across were crazy. There was, and I found out that in, hold on, I've got to find out where this is again. It's in Ireland. I believe it was,
you speak on the Matrix.
Liverpool. It's in, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Liverpool. And there's a spot in Liverpool, and I even read it, and I don't have the street name in front of me now. There is a street where they believe this happens a lot, where people have time glitches or time skips. So this was in 1996, and this was a police officer. So this wasn't somebody who should have been weirdo in the wild like me and you.
Or high on mushrooms or something.
You know. So he was supposed to meet his wife at a bookstore. And as he was walking down the street, he noticed that a van, as he starts to cross the street, a van kind of goes by and honks, like thinking he's going to step out in front of the van or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at it, and it's like a 1950s style van. And he's like, well, this is odd. He walks on down the street, and he goes to where the store is supposed to be. It's actually supposed to, it's a bookstore. He's going in. And the bookstore, he looks at the name, and it has the name Cripps above the door. And he notices that everyone there is now dressed in, like, 50s attire.
Wow.
So he went in the clothing store, but as soon as he did, or he noticed that, I'm sorry, as he walks past, he notices that the windows have clothing in them. It's not a bookstore. It's a clothing store. And he obviously sees that.
Mm-hmm.
As he walks, you know, he's confused. He's like, this is not the name of the bookstore. Why are there clothing item in there? Why are people dressed in the 50s? As he walks in the door, everything's back to 1996 again, and it's a bookstore.
Wow. That would rock your world, wouldn't it?
And so he did a little investigating, and he found out that Cripps, the store that had, that he walked into that he thought was the bookstore that was his clothing store, it didn't exist until the 1950s. And it was in that building at one point in time.
Wow. Now that's cool.
Yeah. So did he have a time slip? Did he slip into a different time? Did he slip into a different dimension?
Or did he have precog or a, not precog, but like a psychic flashback?
I don't know.
Or was this a massive prank that got pulled on him?
Like Flash Mob.
No, I'm just messing. It really could have been like, you know, you call flash, like, you know, flashbacks, and it could have been like, I don't know if he was alive then, or like, you know, maybe something, he could have had a flashback from that time or something.
Like, right. Like he could have been reincarnated.
Yeah. From, that's a whole different topic.
Right. Exactly.
So many topics you go off of this thing.
Yeah. But that's a good thought. You know, do you remember when we were at 101 Para Cafe, which burnt down, unfortunately, when we walked into that place where we both ran into whatever entity.
Sorry, well, we were on the second floor.
No. Or no. We were in the kitchen.
We were in the kitchen.
And I had that flashback of seeing a man standing there in an apron and couldn't actually see them like they were cooking on the stove and all this. But, you know, even then I thought, well, it could just be my imagination because, you know, that stove is still there. I knew it used to be a cafe and blah, 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 blah. But I just saw it as if I was standing there. So that was kind of weird.
Yeah. And for those of you who do not know the story, we caught the best EVP we've ever caught at that exact same at the exact same spot in that building.
It's actually our opening words on our very first episode.
Yep.
If you want to go back and hear it again.
Yep. So yes, that was an interesting place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there's a lot going on that night.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that episode.
So time travel wise question. So that's time skipping. But if people say that if you time travel back, not like skipping, like actually like go back into the past, do you think if you were to do something different, it would alter the future if you ever came back to the present?
There's a lot of theories around that that I was reading. One theory is that you physically cannot change anything, that you're there just observing it. And then there's the other one that, yeah, you could alter, you know, reality going forward, like you see in the movies, like you could accidentally kill your grandmother and you never exist, or, you know, just different stuff like that. But I don't know. We've never had any incident of actually doing this. Unlike the little scientific experiment where they took an atom and shot it into the future or whatever that experiment was. So we don't know for sure. So
it's like there would be a lot of things that would change, but I feel like it would alter the whole future.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
And then you might end up being a totally different kind of person.
I don't know if I want that or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also the time travel thing. People say, you know, I'll go back and change that and change that. But do you really want to alter your future if you do have something bright ahead of you? Like, you know, I'm not saying I would change my whole life because, you know, I'm going to college and I don't want to change that.
Right.
Like, I could have, if I change one thing, you never know what my life is going to be like, you know?
Right. What the domino
effect
is going to be.
Yeah, like, you know, wasn't the smartest kid sometimes when I was young, but like, if I change one little thing, you never know what's going to change your whole life. And I didn't know what your thought on that was.
Well, you know, I'm a lot older than you, so I have a lot more things behind me that I wish I could go back and do something different. But my thought is I like who I am now. I like the path that I've taken. You know, the kids that I have, the grandkids that I have. And if I went back and changed any one thing, I wouldn't want all that to go away.
Yeah.
So I think I would, if I were to ever go back in time, I think I would just kind of stand back and observe, see what's going on.
Like the memories part of it.
Yeah, kind of relive it.
If you had to go to the future, what do you think you would want to see the most?
My grandkids as adults. Because, you know, when you get older, you don't know that you're going to see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I would like to see how they all turn out because they're very important to me. So. Mm-hmm.
Dad?
Well, what was the question?
Well, we're talking about like if you went back to the past, like would you change anything? What would you do when you went to the future? What would you want to see like the most?
I wouldn't change anything. I think I would be afraid to change anything. I think I wouldn't want to mess with it.
You just kind of like Lynn, just kind of sit back and watch.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like, which was something I was looking up here. You know the conspiracy theory of the movie Back to the Future, right? Have you heard this story?
No.
So you've seen Back to the Future, you know? The DeLorean and the whole bit.
Overrated, but different topic.
It's a great movie. Don't say that. Man.
Don't hate on us, man.
Well, there's a conspiracy theory because it was done. The conspiracy theory is that it predicted the 9/11 attack at the World Trade Center. Because if you remember, there's like little things in there. Like they were at the Twin Peaks Twin something.
Twin Peaks is the restaurant.
Twin, wrong place, Goose.
Also a TV show. Jesse can stand at this.
Twin Pines Mall. So the Twin Pines, I believe, were the Twin Towers. Uh-huh. If you look at if that there was a, you know, there was, if you remember in it, there was a terrorist attack in the movie. Uh-huh. The guy drives up with the van and Marty tells Doc, and he left him that note that, and, you know, he gets
changed
back.
The future.
It changed the future. But if also there's a Doc is looking at his stopwatch and it says 9/11 on it. So there's these, you know. So did Marty really travel to the future? Maybe he did.
If so, that was not a good future.
No.
No, but maybe he predicted the future.
Could have.
The Simpsons continue to predict the future.
I do.
That
I must be living under a rock. I don't know anything about this either.
Hey, it's you time don't know of all the things that. So there's people that say that the Simpsons can predict the future. The craziest one is when Homer Simpson is in Trump Tower as President Trump comes down the elevator, exactly like he did when he was announcing his run for presidency.
And there's a little sign with there's a little kid with a sign in the, like, you know, when there's glass, you know, in the escalator, there's a little kid in, like, the little glass next to the escalator holding a sign, and literally in the same thing there's a little kid holding a sign, and there's people with, like, USA flags that's also in the background. It's like, and they shot this like 2010 when they released that episode, and it's literally almost frame for frame, shot for shot of Trump and Melania going down the escalator, Homer there, kid, American flags, people yelling. It's like, if you were to watch it, you would think you're like having deja vu or something like that. It's like, and then, you know, The Simpsons literally did it shot for shot, and then they predicted COVID as well, which is, you know, people think that the writers of Simpsons can predict the future, or some people have literally said they literally time traveled to the future, because they said that there'd be literally in 2020 there'd be an outbreak and the world would shut down, and they released that 2 years before 2020, so 2018, and it's a lot of the things that people are saying, oh, they're time traveling, they're predicting the future, you know, these people are living ahead of us, which I don't know how that's possible, but, you know, it's the things that people saying time traveling, all this stuff, and, you know, as we said, we don't know if it's actually ever true because we've never had this experience.
Right.
But you never know.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate on this and say, well, why couldn't it have been Trump and everyone else setting it up based off of a Simpsons episode?
It could be.
Kind of recreating that. But COVID is a different story.
Yeah.
So, you know, the president, you know, maybe Trump decided to run for president because of the Simpsons episode, and they recreated it. But you can't really...
You can't really do that. You can't predict COVID.
Worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, so. that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole list of things they've predicted.
Yeah. Makes me think a little bit about the Mandela effect, which we need to do an episode on, too.
Hey, we got a lot of episodes we need to do some stuff on.
Oh, yeah.
But Cooper brought up something else I wanted to talk about before I give you a couple other stories. And that's deja vu. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody's had deja vu. I mean, I've had it a lot recently. And it's just, when I have it, it's nothing. It would be like I'm sitting on the couch and I'm sitting there watching something on TV, or I'm sitting there talking to somebody. I mean, unfortunately, it's not the winning lottery numbers. Mm-hmm. My deja vu.
It doesn't work that way.
No. I wish it did.
No kidding.
But is that time travel? Is it? What is that?
Well, from what I've... Because I've had it where I've actually remembered entire conversations, word for word. So one of the theories is that you, when you're asleep, that you travel out of your body and you can go forward and backwards in time. And you know, if you go forward and you witness something, then it's stuck in your memory when you come back. So that could be it. I don't know. That's the explanation that resonated with me a little bit, that maybe I did that. Because I do that quite often. And I'm like, I don't know that I'm, you know, I'm not psychic seeing into the future because I can't predict squat, you know, but maybe I had an out of body experience, which I know I have had in the past, and that I went to the future and had this whole conversation that I had with my mother-in-law, you know, or whatever.
Well, you brought up the sleep part because mm-hmm. a lot of people, they say when they have deja vu, it's from their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had deja vu this year, you know. I woke up one morning after sleep thinking about my math class, you know, something was going to happen. A kid was going to throw a pencil at each other. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, that day in math class, a kid throws a pencil at the kid.
Right.
You know, or something happens in lunch or something happens in that, you know. A lot of people say it happens in their dreams more than it happens when you're just sitting there, like for me, like at school, or you're sitting here at the bookstore working or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People say it happens more in their dreams, but people also say that they, like, you know, like a lot of sports players say that they imagine doing something and it happens, but that's like, some people say that's deja vu, but I think it's like two different things. But could mm-hmm. you count that as your like you said yourself, I'm going to imagine doing this. Could you count that as deja vu?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because I think if you're doing it intentionally, you might be manifesting or causing yourself to do that, where it seems like deja vu happens accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a good question. That's something to ponder.
Never know.
Meditate over. Yeah. He stumped us.
He did stump us.
Welcome back to Weirdos in the Wild. Before we return to our program, AJ and I would like to take a moment to remember my brother, John Tincher, co-founder of Beyond This Life Paranormal, and Alan Oxley, AJ's father. Both passed away just before we recorded our first episode. Each and every episode going forward, from this one on, will be in remembrance of them. Thank you.
From the Ground Up, Books and Resources is more than just a place to buy books. We are a center that nourishes the passions of writers, artists, and book lovers alike. Our programs help educate writers and artists. Our holistic items and Reiki services offer a unique opportunity to build individuals from the ground up. Sign up for one of our memberships today and support us and bring our vision to life. 5% of all memberships will go towards prize money for contests and scholarships for our programs. Book donations are always welcome. Visit fromthegroundupbooks.com for more information.
Hydra Publications is your one stop for the best in genre fiction. Secrets and Blood is the debut horror novel from Dewey Hensley. Evangeline Grace, the sheriff in a small town, Eastern Kentucky coal mining county, longs to start a new life in another place. However, present and past evils conspire to jeopardize her plans and end the lives of those she loves, including her brother Sheldon, whom she promised to protect. Drugs, feuds, and her beliefs stand in the way of identifying the notorious Highlander in time to live her dream. However, menace reaches from Madison County's past.
Do you struggle with depression, ongoing medical issues, or have you experienced past trauma? If you have, please consider the help of energetic healing. At Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services, we utilize Karuna Reiki, crystals to align and heal chakra function, meditation, and sound healing to address these issues and help you in your healing process. To learn more about energetic healing and how to contact us, visit our website at dragonflypondenergy.com. For those who call in to schedule an appointment, mention this ad and receive $25 off your initial visit.
Well, I got a couple other cool ones to talk about here. So this one is just titled, Two Men Drive from 1969 Straight to the 1940s.
Sounds weird.
So, two guys are having lunch, and they're in Louisiana, and afterwards they get in their car, and they're heading back to work, and they're on Route 167, which is down in southwestern Louisiana. And I don't know a lot about that area, but I guess that's a section of the highway that spans that much, that part of the state. So in the distance, as they're driving, they see an old car. And as they get closer to it, they realize that it's moving really slow, and they can see that the license plate has 1940 on it. They pull up beside the car because it's going so slow to pass it, and as they're driving past, like most of us do, they look over at the person, you know, probably thinking, why the heck are you driving so slow? And they saw a lady who was all dolled up in 1940s clothing, and a small child, and both of them looked back at them, these two guys, in their car, which is obviously a 1960s style car. The child and the lady are looking back at them as confused as they are looking at her. So they gesture to the woman to pull over the side of the road to see if they could help her, because obviously something was wrong with her car because it was going so slow. When they pulled over the side of the road, the two men got out. As they get out, they turn around to look to where that car is behind them, and the car was gone.
Freaky. So,
was it a time thing that they walked into?
Or a ghost car?
Was it a ghost car? Of course, that was the first thing I thought of. But an interesting story indeed.
Why did no one else see that, though, except for them two?
Well, they were the only two on the road, I guess, at that time. Or I guess you also need to ask what they had for lunch, because maybe they drank their lunch. I don't know. So another one I got is another airplane story. This was in Air Marshal Sir Robert Victor Goddard was sent to inspect an abandoned airfield that was in Edinburgh in 1935. And he was flying there, and as he got close, the rain was heavy, low visibility, and it prevented him from going very far. So he turned back around, and he headed back to the airfield where he took off to wait out the storm. As he approached the airfield that he had taken off from, something really strange happened. The clouds cleared, sun came out, and he could now see, perfectly. And the land now that was abandoned was bustling with people now. He saw four yellow planes on the tarmac, mechanics in blue jumpsuits, and he had never seen anything like this before. And, he was a military pilot. He was used to flying over things, used to seeing different types of aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
His thought was, and he even said, I was confused. What was I imagining? Was I hallucinating? But 4 years later, he was back at the same airfield, and now it was in full use. And what he saw was the four yellow airplanes again, same spot, guys in jumpsuits. He couldn't identify an airplane that was on the ground the first time. When he went back, that airplane was on the ground now, and it was an airplane that in 3 years earlier had not been manufactured yet. So, what happened to him? Did he skip forward in time?
What is it about airplanes? It makes you wonder.
It makes you
in the stratosphere.
I have a flight in a couple months, but I might not go down that flight anymore.
I got another airplane one if you guys want to hear it. I got a couple more cool ones. So, this was a in Germany in the 1930s, and a newspaper sent a photographer and a journalist photographer to Hamburg shipyard, and when they got there, they found out they were in the middle of an air raid in 1932. So they were obviously in the middle of the air raid. They were hightailing out of town, but not before they took some pictures. And when they got back, no one believed their story.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, because the buildings were standing. Everything was fine.
Right.
The thing was this, they had taken photos.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought they could prove they weren't crazy. In fact, it's opposite. They showed no signs of the air raid. But 11 years later, this guy was living in London when he opened up the newspaper and nearly spit his coffee out, because what he saw was exactly what he had saw in 1932. He saw the exact same picture of the air raid that happened in Hamburg.
Wow.
I don't want to debunk this, but I'm in my U.S. history class right now, and planes were barely a thing in 1932.
Yeah, I didn't say he was in a plane. I just said there was an air raid.
That could be missiles, too.
Were missiles a thing, then?
I don't know.
I don't know. But let's talk about another thing in Germany.
Sorry, I'm not trying to debunk.
Yeah, you are. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes, you're supposed to do. So let's talk about another thing in Germany. In World War II, we know that Nazi Germany obviously did horrible things. But they also had some crazy scientific things that they did. And they were ahead of their time in a lot of things scientifically. We know that Germany came up with the first operational jet airplanes, the first rockets that were actually operational. There is a theory that Nazi Germany developed a disc, UFO disc type of aircraft. But one of the things they did come up with was the Die Glock, or the bell.
The what?
The bell.
The clock?
Die Glocke. Die Glocke?
I actually do know what this is.
Glocke. So we know this was developed because history tells us that this testing facility, and I believe it still exists, the parts of it, and in Poland. And if you can imagine, it's kind of a shape similar to Stonehenge. And they used concrete to build pillars and connected them all together for this bell-shaped object. Supposedly, this object could levitate, just basically break all the rules when it came to what we know as normal gravitational. Supposedly, it was extremely, extremely, what do you want to call it?
Dangerous?
Dangerous, yes, because when it had, what is it? You get radiation. Radiation.
Like nuclear.
Yes. So supposedly lots of people that worked on it died. And if you didn't die from the radiation, the SS killed you.
Wow.
Because they didn't want you to know about it. The belief is that this thing spun at a huge rate of time, and it could then, like I said, beat gravity somehow. But there's also the belief that a person could get into it and they could travel through time.
Sure, why not?
Where are we going?
It's funny you say, where are we going? because some years later, something, a UFO type of object, ended up in Pennsylvania. You know this part of the story?
No.
The belief is that that bell moved forward in time and somehow ended up in rural Pennsylvania. We know something landed in rural Pennsylvania, and we know that the U.S. military came, cordoned everything off, and took whatever it was. But the stories of what was seen and what came out of the sky was a bell-shaped object. This fascinates me. I didn't have time to go down the wormhole on this one yet, but this is going to be a wormhole for me.
Well, as I said, I'm taking 1945 to present history class, so I can ask my teacher about this, and we can get back to this on a different episode.
So it says it was a bell-shaped object. It was about 4 meters high, 3 meters in diameter, and had two high-speed counter-rotating cylinders filled with a purplish liquid metallic substance that was highly radioactive, named Xerum, X-E-R-U-M 525.
I do know it's supposed to spin like, you know, like the, you know, the cartoon UFOs. Mm-hmm. They're kind of supposed to spin like that.
Hmm.
I go really, really fast.
Yeah.
Very deadly.
So, is it possible that all the UFOs we see now are just us in the future coming back?
Could it be?
I mean, that's a fair question.
Yeah. Did we, you know, get radioactive and turn green?
Tell my things about as big as my thumb.
Maybe.
If so, Mexico's got us.
All right. Well, I got one more. Somehow it's weird, too, that a lot of these have to do with the military.
I got a question for y'all after this.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
All right. Sounds weird. We were talking about deja vu, and it also goes with the military. Flashbacks. Is that time traveling?
So time traveling backwards?
Backwards, yeah. You know, people always say, this sounds really wrong. I don't really want, I don't want to be rude to anybody listening. Vietnam flashbacks. People say they have those all the time. Who was in the war?
Well, could it just, I mean,
Could it be like a, I guess you call it deja vu, or could it be like a time stop? And because, you know, my dad shared a story to me the other day. The dude thought he was working at a golf course, and this dude who went to war in Nam, and he would he lived at the golf course, and all of a sudden he would just break out of control and grab a gun and beat on the pro shop door and think someone's happening. Could it be something like a time travel, and all of a sudden your mind flips out of control right then? You're like, you think you're back 5-10 years or however long ago it was now, you know, thinking that you're back in that time.
I think that's certainly possible. I would think, though, maybe it would do more with the trauma. I only say this because when I watched myself flatline at the hospital, I had PTSD.
Yeah.
And I kept reliving that moment just over and over again. And my therapist, I went through therapy and everything for this, told me that when you have a traumatic event, that your brain works where it sends messages from one side of the brain to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a traumatic event, it gets stuck. So it just keeps going over that and over that again until you can get it to cross over and then you can deal with it.
Yeah.
It could be either one, honestly. I don't know, because there's so many weird things. That's why we do this podcast. But
yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. It could be. Or it could be a, like Lynn said, it could be just a memory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But there is also, which is another episode, we got lots of episodes. We need. Are you writing these down,
Kate? No, I'm not.
Come on. What is it where the experiment where they say people can be in one spot and they can see?
Remote viewing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Men who stare at goats.
Yeah.
I love that.
Remote viewing. That's a crazy thing, too.
Yep.
Wish I could learn how to do that.
I'd be doing a lot of things right now.
Anyway, so let's talk about one more here real quick. And this was done by the U.S. Air Force. Again, there's lots of strange military things that kind of...
Yeah. And plane things. Don't forget about the planes.
The planes, the military, the guy just walking down the street, and the people... That's the one, I guess, that gets me most, is these stories where, like, the guy that was walking down the street or the person that was driving the car. I mean, do you think that people can just accidentally step into these wormholes or vortexes or whatever you want to call them and just not even realize it?
Yeah, because, you know, when we went to Octagon Hall, they kind of warned us about that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. there was these portals and stuff on the property that if you happen to see it light up or whatever, to not step into it because you don't know where you're going to go.
Back to the Civil War.
Yeah, really.
There you might.
Yeah. You might be a pair of legs running across the yard, missing your other half. I don't know. I'm sure we've told that on an episode.
I don't know. We told it. But that happened there too. But but Lynn just gave away where we were going to go. So.
No, I didn't.
She did. Well, you just gave it away now.
I just said we went.
Jesse, you got to edit that out.
That's okay.
That's a teaser, folks.
Are you
That's
going?
That's a teaser.
Yep.
That one I'm going to.
All right, cool. It's close to Owensboro. I figured you would.
No, it's actually not that close. But it's. We'll talk about that later, though. Anyway. Air Force Base in Montauk, New York, in Long Island. This gentleman, his name is Preston Nichols, claims that some top secret government time travel experiments took place there. And he actually wrote a book about it called The Montauk Project's Experiments in Time. And supposedly, according to him, that during the 1980s, all of his repressed memories on this project came back, that he was part of it. And
would they brainwash him?
Well, they're a little outlandish, let me say. They're okay. It was kids, number one. They experimented on kids. And that one of the children there had some sort of psychic abilities, and they were able to create a time portal. But he was very specific that the time portal took them to 1943.
Specific year?
Yeah. But it wasn't... It was very strange in that it didn't take them just generally any place. It took them to a portal that opened up onto the USS Eldridge.
It's during World War.
So it was an aircraft carrier?
So it was a... The USS Eldridge is... The funny part about the USS Eldridge is it is part of a conspiracy theory. Look up the Eldridge Coop. Tell me what.
Just so y'all know a little background, this is like during World War II.
Yes.
Like,
right.
Yes. So there is a conspiracy theory that the USS Eldridge, which supposedly this kid's portal opened up to the Eldridge was part of the Philadelphia Experience. And what the U.S. Navy was trying to do at that time was they were conducting tests and trying to cloak their warships. So, if you're a good Star Trek fan, the Klingons could cloak their mm-hmm. ships, you know. But the USS Enterprise could not.
Right.
But maybe the USS Eldridge could. They wanted to make them, the ships, undetectable and invisible. So, supposedly, in October of 1943, and where did the kids go? 1943. Supposedly, the Navy succeeded at this. But there was a side effect. And the side effect was the Eldridge traveled back in time 10 minutes. Back in time 10 minutes. And supposedly, the experience drove all the crew members on the ship mad.
I would imagine.
losing 10 minutes of your life.
Yeah. Or having relive it.
Yeah. So yeah. You would have relived 10 minutes.
So would it be a loop? Would it just be a constant loophole if you do that?
Yeah. It says that afterwards.
That's a good point.
That the Navy brainwashed the crew and wiped their memories clean. So the men in black came. And you had
a little flashlight.
You had to look at the little flashlight, and Will Smith flashed it in your face, and it was gone. And he said, "Keep your wife's name out of it." No, that was a different story.
Cut that, Jesse.
Okay, but supposedly this happened, and then there is a movie called The Philadelphia Experience. And it came out in 1984, and supposedly when that movie came out, that is what triggered this gentleman's memories of all of this starting out, being in that project and going it through the portal to 1943. There is a belief, though, that this gentleman did travel through that portal, that did see the Eldridge. Supposedly, somebody from the Eldridge tried to go through the portal, and the scientists that were at the Montauk in New York literally had to push him back through so he did not change time.
So it says here that about the ship, witnesses claim an eerie green-blue glow surrounded the hull of the ship. This is the lady. As her generator spun up, and then suddenly the Eldridge disappeared. The ship was then seen in Norfolk Naval Shipyard in Virginia before disappearing again and reappearing back in Philadelphia.
I have heard of this. Where did you find that? Because we need to cite that.
Military.com.
Military.com. Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So did they... You know, they said they traveled backwards in time, and then Cooper just said there's
been two times
places where they had moved where they were from before.
Right.
So that's interesting.
Hmm. I'm going down that wormhole. A rabbit hole.
But I just found that one to be very interesting because it takes two conspiracies, melds them into one.
Right. I'm going to have to go down that rabbit hole, and I'm going to have to watch Men Who Stare at Goats again.
And the Philadelphia Experience. Yep. Experiment, I'm sorry. We had some other ones, but I think those are pretty cool. I mean, we'll save some for later, too, if we go down this topic again, which I'm sure we will someday, because as you see, it kind of... This blends into so many different things. I mean, you know... military, Bermuda Triangle, I mean, just...
Metaphysical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's strange things that we could talk about, keep going, but this one's just... It makes you go, is it right? Is it wrong? Right. No, no.
Cool.
A lot of things have going on that hopefully never happens to us, and hopefully we don't get brainwashed. But, you know, a lot of cool but weird things that go on without us really knowing what's actually going on in the world.
Right. And it almost makes you wonder how much you have experienced that somehow you don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, got brainwashed out of you or, you know.
Hey, did the men in black show up? Yeah. Did they show up today and you don't know it?
I don't know.
What do you think about that?
So, question for y'all.
Might explain my headache today.
It's more of a silly kind of question, not as serious as a ship just going invisible and going to places, you know. If you were to ever time travel back in your life in a certain moment, what would it be?
Like, it just...
Just one moment in your life.
So you just wanted to see it, or you wanted like to change? Because you can't change
it. No, not change it. Like, you just... You know, it was like one of the happiest times of your life. You just want to relive it just one more time, or, you know.
Probably ghost hunting with my brother.
Any, like, specific spot, or, like, just in general?
Just in general.
I don't know. I probably would be like when I was a kid, and just having, you know, like, a period of time where, you know, you didn't care. All you were doing was running and having fun and riding your bike or something, and mm-hmm. there was not a care in the world.
No stress.
Mm-hmm.
Just be home to get dinner.
Adulthood sucks.
Sometimes. It does. Adulting sucks.
Not there yet, hopefully.
You're getting, I'm getting really
right
close.
Right there.
Really close.
Well,
tipping on the edge.
2 more months and I'm 18. But I would say there's a couple things that I would probably want to relive. You know, just in our old house, we used to live on a court with kids that I would literally go outside every day with, you know, just give them a play on the court, like at the very end. Or, you know, we would go sledding on snow days, and, you know, like my dad said, not a worry in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Playing baseball with, literally on concrete, sliding. Then my dad would ask, why would you slide, or why would you ride a bike during that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just not a worry in the world, or, you know, as my dad always makes fun of people for it, but, like, going back and living back high school football days, you know, going back and beating Trinity the first time, the only time, really, but that'd be cool. But, you know,
yeah,
I was just wondering what y'all would think.
Maybe someday we'll actually have that choice.
Maybe. You know, I always say that, you know, for our day job, you know, Lynn and I are ghost hunters, and we just do this at our night job. And, you know, just like you're talking about, Coop, there's a belief that, John told me this belief, and that's the one I've always wanted to stick with, is that, you know, why do ghosts hang around? And John always said, you know, they go to a time and a happy place in their life. And I always think, that's what I always think when we ghost hunt, is that we're there for some place that somebody's there because that's their happy place.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is. Maybe that's a good thing. When you could time travel, you could go back to your happy place.
Mm-hmm.
Someday.
Maybe that's the bright of time traveling.
That's right. You could go to your happy place.
Mm-hmm. Gonna make Glenn cry over here.
I know. But
I'm a mush.
She just plays like she's mean on TV.
You know, it's funny. Actually, we were talking about this and out of body experiences. I look up, and the first book I see is Heaven is for Real. It's the first book I see.
Yeah.
Another out of, you know.
It's funny.
Yeah. For you, those who don't know or don't listen in as much, we're at the worldwide headquarters of Weirdos in the Wild, which is AKA Lynn's bookstore. So
AKA from the ground up.
So LaGrange, Kentucky.
That's right.
So, but I hope you all have enjoyed this. I hope you all enjoyed our conversation. Didn't mean to bring it down at the end there. But
no, it's good memories.
It's good memories. Yeah. And we have a lot that we are planning this year. We've already got some places we've, are going to go. We've got some time already booked at some places that we've wanted to go.
AJ's not going to some of them again.
I've got one that I just won so far. Just one.
Keith thing. Well, never mind. We'll cut that out. Go ahead.
Yes. Wait, have y'all gone to Waverly Hills yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did y'all do an episode on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Must have missed that one.
My
bad, y'all.
We'll talk about Keith's after a while. But anyway, we've got some stuff that we've already got planned, and we're going to get back to our ghost hunting. I told Lynn the other day I need more ghosts in my life.
T-shirt coming soon.
T-shirt coming soon. Maybe a keychain. Who knows? Anyway, but yes, and we are also putting together a kind of a wish list of where we want to go. We've got a couple that we want to do, but we got to wait till it gets a little warmer because it's cold in Kentucky.
It's going to be like -21 next Tuesday here in Kentucky.
Ugh.
So we've got some summer ones that we want to do that we have to wait for. But we also want to know from you all, you got any good ideas for us? We're always looking for places to go. And as we always say, let us know about experiences you've had as well. It doesn't have to be about ghosts. I'm sitting here looking at Lynn's hat that has Bigfoot on it. We would love to hear a Bigfoot story. Well, I should say I would love to hear a Bigfoot story. Because if you know, right?
That's right.
And so let us know. If you see a skinwalker, oh, God, call us, Lynn, or let us know. God, Lynn would love to hear a skinwalker. She's in the skinwalkers the way I'm into Bigfoots.
So if you want to reach out to us, as my dad said before, I'm going to start running social media. Big podcast fan. You all might not know who it is, but the Kelsey Brothers, they do a thing called 92%ers. We're going to do a thing that if y'all 92%ers reach out to them, they ask questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook. You can message on TikTok. Just send in some questions. We will, if you want us to, we can say your name. If not, we can do questions of the day. You know, anything that you want us to be talk about on the podcast, send it our way. And it is more than welcome to get sent to us, Lynn, my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find, I think you can find all the socials on
the website. WeirdosTheWild.com.
Yeah, on the website. And then
we're on it. Like Cooper said, we've got TikTok, we've got Instagram, we've got
Facebook.
We have Facebook, that's right.
Yep. Twitter.
Oh, we tweet.
We do tweet.
Well, we have a Twitter.
We haven't started
tweeting. We've not
been tweeting.
We will tweet.
But at, you know,
or an X, whatever it is now.
X, that's
on,
true.
On X, add us on X, send us a question, and you know, I can go ahead and start giving out question of the podcast. You know, maybe further down the road when we actually get some stuff, you know, maybe give out some stuff for question of the day, or you know, as I always say, there is no dumb questions, just dumb people.
It's true.
So go ahead, send us your questions, and yeah, that's all I got to say.
All right. Well, everybody reach out. Cooper's excited to help us out, get us our social media going.
We're excited that Cooper's going to help us get this
going. Because with it, I can't do it.
I'm spread a little thin these days.
So. And I just don't know how to do it. So. So we're looking forward to Coop's help.
If you ever want to collaborate with us, you know, reach out to us and we can always get that going too.
We also have help from Lynn's nephew, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse.
Yep.
And he's helping us do these as well, these podcasts. So we're looking forward to bigger and better things this year. Like I said, we've got places to go, things to do.
Yep.
And we're going to... we're going to do some stuff just besides ghosts, too. So, teaser. So, again, let us know if you've got any good things, any places. We've got a couple of new spots that we want to hit up, and hopefully we can get in. And we want to have some more guests. So, if you would like to be a guest on our show, let us know. We have a lot of, or at least I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and hopefully we can get a couple of different podcasters on here as well.
And another really exciting thing that we've managed to start getting out there those last couple of weeks is that we are going to manage the historic Ballard House here in LaGrange, where through our investigations and a couple of other teams have come in and investigated, and we have determined that, yes, there's definitely something there and quite a lot of activity. So we're going to manage the public ghost hunts where you can actually come in and investigate the place yourself and get the data you need as well. And we look forward to other teams coming in and either corroborating what we found or finding something else. Or, you know, in some cases, sometimes you go in and there's nothing. And you've been up all night and you've got nothing. But
and those nights happen.
Yeah, they happen, but they haven't happened to us yet in this location. There's going to be another announcement about that soon, too, that I'm not announcing just yet, but that's a teaser, as AJ likes to say, so that's coming, too.
Yep. And we would also, our plan is to do some beginner hunts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep you posted on that. So if you've ever wanted to do it, you can do it with us.
Right. Some ghost hunting 101.
That's right. Yep. So, all right, Lynn. What else? Is there anything else we need to talk about? Thanks to our sponsors. We love you.
Hydra Publications and Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services. We thank you. You've been with us since day one, and we really appreciate you.
Ground Up Bookstore.
That's two, yeah.
Lynn just always forgets her own place.
I forget my own stuff. I'm not very good at promoting myself.
All right. Take us home, Lynn.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and keep it weird, y'all.
Thank you for joining us at Weirdos in the Wild. Please show us some love and support on our Patreon account at Weirdos in the Wild. Like us on all of our social media. And if you've had an experience you'd like to share with us, visit our site at weirdosinthewild.com. Until next time, keep it weird, y'all.
From the Ground Up, Books and Resources is more than just a place to buy books. We are a center that nourishes the passions of writers, artists, and book lovers alike. Our programs help educate writers and artists. Our holistic items and Reiki services offer a unique opportunity to build individuals from the ground up. Sign up for one of our memberships today and support us and bring our vision to life. 5% of all memberships will go towards prize money for contests and scholarships for our programs. Book donations are always welcome. Visit fromthegroundupbooks.com for more information.
Hydra Publications is your one stop for the best in genre fiction. Secrets and Blood is the debut horror novel from Dewey Hensley. Evangeline Grace, the sheriff in a small town, Eastern Kentucky coal mining county, longs to start a new life in another place. However, present and past evils conspire to jeopardize her plans and end the lives of those she loves, including her brother Sheldon, whom she promised to protect. Drugs, feuds, and her beliefs stand in the way of identifying the notorious Highlander in time to live her dream. However, menace reaches from Medicine County's past.
Do you struggle with depression, ongoing medical issues, or have you experienced past trauma? If you have, please consider the help of energetic healing. At Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services, we utilize Karuna Reiki, crystals to align and heal chakra function, meditation, and sound healing to address these issues and help you in your healing process. To learn more about energetic healing and how to contact us, visit our website at dragonflypondenergy.com. For those who call in to schedule an appointment, mention this ad and receive $25 off your initial visit.